You are now by the lake of Revest-les-Eaux, in a beautiful natural setting. A stop by the turquoise water of the lake is a real must. You will be able to admire the romantic reflection on the water surface of the medieval tower you just discovered. However, please be aware that swimming and camping are forbidden, but fishing is allowed if you have a permit. You can fish for pike, carp, and roach. However, let's come back to the history of this dam, which goes back more than 100 years. Firstly, the use of dam reservoirs to supply drinking water is quite unusual in France. Curiously, this dam does not receive a continuous current of river water or flow water, but instead is supplied by underground springs of perfect purity, the most abundant of which is the Foo. The lake thus stores the overflow of a Vaucluse spring, which sometimes becomes quite impressive. The dam was hand-built by the elders of the village between 1908 and 1912. The 1.5 million cubic meter holding lake and the 42 meters high dam were meant not only to supply drinking water of an exceptional quality to the village, but first and foremost to the city of Toulon. With the construction of the dam in 1912, the old mills were sold and their activities ceased, which led to the disappearance of this industry, as well as that of the Bugadiere, the laundry women of Dardenne, a corporation that took care of the laundry of the ladies of Toulon and greatly animated the valley with their beating sticks and conversations.
Today, it is somewhat difficult to reach this beautiful site where the gouffre, or chasm, of Ragasse gapes. To be able to reach it, make sure you have suitable shoes. On the slope of the mountain, you'll be able to see the small cave that was for a very long time home to a hermit. As you approach the cave, take note of the cauldrons and the way some plants have attached themselves to the rocks. The ovoid entrance to the gouffre of Ragasse is dark. The ogive shape is 10 to 15 meters high and 5 to 10 meters wide, and the visible depth of the chasm is 25 meters, although the speleologist actually estimated it to be 117 meters deep. After very heavy rain, the gouffre makes such a deafening noise that it can be heard from the village. The day after a storm, it is very beautiful. The water cascades onto the mossy steps, foaming white as it rushes headlong to its bed. Many poets and painters have found inspiration in this peaceful haven. Finally, perhaps you've noticed Bunelli's eagle gliding overhead. This great bird of prey, with its 1.7 meter wingspan, loves the cliffs of Mount Côme, which it has chosen for its home. Today, this protected species is rare, with only 29 breeding pairs listed in France. Those who love outdoor pursuits will be pleased to know that it is possible to climb the many cliffs that surround the site. Walkers can follow the path of GR51 to get back to Touris.
Text by Sylvie Brunati-Abad, Toulon, Provence, Méditerranée, with its regional and European partners. Also in cooperation with the company AudioVisit.